Welcome to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast, where it's all about enhancing your spiritual life with host Suzanne Thibault, founder of the Padisma Advanced Healing Systems, intuition expert, and animal communicator. Listen to visionary spiritual leaders and learn their tips for living a divinely inspired life. And now, your host, Suzanne Thibault.
Welcome to Savvy Spiritual Growth Radio, Episode 8. Wake up and connect to your spirit posse with Angel, the belly dancing medium. I'm so grateful you're here, Angel.
Thank you. It's exciting to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me introduce you to our audience. Angel is a spiritual life coach, a medium and business mentor, and she has worked in the community as a professional psychic and spiritual worker for more than 25 years. She has a passion for being a key to transformation for people. She creates a space for her clients to get the information they need to move forward and truly desire to get their answers and tools. She's a straightforward and direct practitioner who cuts to the chase with no nonsense communication, and that's divine communication. So Angel is here today to speak with us about
Hi.
Mediumship and how to connect with your spirit posse.
It's kind of funny that the spirit posse, that's probably my favorite thing to let people know, that it's not as serious as we think it is. It really is a light, supportive, transformational group of energies around you at any given time to help you with anything you need in every area of your life. So I have a sense of humor, as you can tell, and you know, I really want people to know it's not that serious. You know, it's not, you know, the image of the medium in a dark room with the veil over her head and the solemn silence and everybody being quiet.
That's old school.
it's not like that. It's nothing to be scared of, and it's, you know, it's really a lot of fun. And so I go by the belly dancing medium and the soul journey medium. And the belly dancing medium was something that a client of mine anointed me as a couple of years ago, because I am a belly dancer. And I feel like it brought together the two energies of what I am. And it also lightens up. It's like lightening up the mood. It's like, relax, smile, engage, and wake up, you know?
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. So that's why I call it the spirit posse, because they are your posse.
Yeah, they're there to help you in a positive way. Yeah.
The guys that you gather up with you when you're off to go do the thing. In the old Westerns, they get a posse together. And they go get the bad guys. That's what they are. They're the guys you get together.
That's perfect.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, you're a medium. Can you explain to our listeners what is a medium?
That's a really good question. People ask me that, you know, all the time. Like, What is this medium? What is this mediumship? And quite simply, what a medium is a person who acts as a conduit, as a communication door between the spirit world and our physical world. So you're talking about spirits, you're talking about ancestors, you're talking about people who are no longer with us that have crossed the veil into the light, so to speak. And so as a medium, you know, we're connecting to, you know, people want to talk to their loved ones, we can do that. People want to engage with the past, their past lives, we can do that. And then, of course, connecting directly to divine energy and all the interesting energies that are on the ethereal plane, because there are a lot of people that speak to kind of the alien energy. I don't specifically do that myself, but there's a lot of energy out there that is not part of the physical energy that we engage with, which is also what the shamanistic energy is. It does that as well. So shamans and mediums are very similar in the work that they do. But the shamans, they engage in a lot of the medicine work as well. So that's what mediumship is.
Cool. So you act as a guide between two worlds.
Correct.
Awesome. Correct. that's powerful for people, especially if they feel stuck in their life and they really want to do wake up and connect with spirit. You can help them do that.
Yes, I can. And I believe, you know what, when I came up with this process, or rather, you know, for the record, I didn't come with anything. It's like, I was told, my spirit posse said, this is where you're going. And I just go where I'm told to go. Mm-hmm. I stopped fighting it a long time ago. And so when you talk about wake it up, for me, we are walking in our sleep, like a zombie movie. We are walking in our sleep in our society.
Yes.
doing what society is pulling us to do. And I'll be frank with you. It's not necessarily pleasant. It's mm-hmm. not necessarily unpleasant. It's just like being a puppet or a yes. marionette doing what society is telling you to do. And if you can shake off the directives, and you can shake off the tells of what you're supposed to do in order to what society wants you to do, which may or may not be pleasant for you, mm-hmm. and you can make that connection and wake up, you'll get the keys to your life purpose, to your divine purpose, to the thing that you want to do that's going to make your soul sing. And your life, even if you're convinced you're happy right now, when you are in that path of divine purpose, everything is so delightful and warm and juicy, and you are just filled with joy. Your life partner is the soul partner you've been looking for. Everything is closer to that spiritual perfection because your soul is on fire and ignited. So waking up for me is to ignore the distractions of this blinding world and do what God put you here to do. And that's what wake up is for me. So wake up, shake it off, and make the connection and listen.
And beautiful.
Thank you. And what I do is I like to connect people to that. So it's not just about, you know, answering questions, you know, where did I leave my keys? I don't remember where my keys are. It's not just that. It's about helping you as a guide. Yes, you're having a hard time right now. Or yes, you want to know if everything is okay. Absolutely. But also giving you the tools to make that connection so that when you wake up in a week, you can make the connection yourself mm-hmm. and maintain that positive and maintain that focus that you can get to your dream.
Awesome. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. So
you're saying then that anyone can connect to spirit.
Absolutely. And Jesus said it those thousands of years ago, which is one of the reasons why he was taken away, was mm-hmm. because they didn't want to hear it. Everybody has this gift. Some of us just are more connected and have the kind of walk the path of the mystic, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But everybody has the ability to connect. Everybody has that intuition. We all have had the experience of the phone ring. We're like, I know that's my sister. We've all had that experience.
Yes.
We've all walked outside a building and said, huh, I wonder if I should have stayed in today. And then something happened. Like, I knew it.
I
knew it, right?
Yes.
We've all felt like something was up and turn on the news and something happened, like, oh, look at that. We all have the ability to connect. It's just, we may not know how to connect.
Right. And I think some people are afraid to connect because of their upbringing as children in religion.
Oh,
that's what happened to me. Yeah. That good old religious brainwashing where you learn to fear spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what, Suzanne, I was really lucky. I'm so glad you brought that up, because I was raised, my formal years, when I was a teenager, I lost one of my brothers, and my mother got connected to a Christian spiritualist church in San mm-hmm. Francisco. And so, oh God, I was, 13 or 12 or something like that. So when I was very young, I was kind of connected to them. And like our minister channeled, her sermon was a channeled sermon. So her spirit guide was Red Cloud, and Red Cloud would give a sermon. And
wow.
I was raised on that. And so I had the unique combination of being raised kind of Methodist Baptist and then going into Christian spiritualism. So I was able to accept the journey of being Christian mm-hmm. and being open to this whole new age esoteric concepts. And so a lot of my clients are what I call wounded Catholics, because they're so confused because the church says X, Y, Z, but they start to mm-hmm. open up to this stuff. And people get so angry when they're feel really connected to the church. And somebody starts talking about mysticism, they're like, oh my God, it's witchcraft.
Yeah.
And they forget that one of the most powerful mystics in the history of our time was Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
He healed, he channeled, he prophesied, he did it all. He raised people from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
And he told everybody, you too can do this. And all his apostles did it too. Peter, Matthew, they all did it. My guide is Matthew the apostle.
Oh, cool.
So it's the fear that people have about, oh my God, but I'm religious. Then connect with a practitioner that resonates with your religion. There's a lot,
right.
A lot of us Christians that are out there practicing, that we're not into, you know, the earthbound technologies. I'm very Christian in my, sometimes it makes people uncomfortable how Christian I am. And then you have your angel readers. I mean, you gotta be Christian to channel angels, right?
yeah, no, yes. You don't have to be any religion to channel.
Right. You have to believe that there's, you know, being Christian just means you believe in Christ, but doesn't mean you don't believe in Buddha.
Right.
Or you don't believe in any of that other stuff. So yeah, there's that fear. But then there's the other fear, Suzanne, that people talk about a lot. We have a lot of really creepy, fun horror movies and television shows out there.
Yes,
right
we
now.
Do.
And I will admit, I love them myself. I love a good horror movie.
Mm-hmm. So
you get in a room and the room starts getting a little cold and you start talking about spirits and ghosts and people get freaked out.
Yeah.
Because Hollywood has made it too real for us because they're on TV every day. And it's scary. It's not like what you see on TV, guys, and in the movies. It doesn't happen that way.
Right.
it doesn't happen that way.
Right, because love isn't scary.
Love, oh, my God. It can be scary if it's really juicy.
That's love. True. Yes,
that's
it can.
That's a good scary.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That connection with spirit, though, comes from love.
It comes from the divine. Yes, and if it's scary, send it away. And that's why I tell people, if it comes to you and you're afraid of it, then it's not spirit. It's something else.
Yeah.
And call in Archangel Michael and the Christ and send it away. Just immediately say, thank you for coming. Goodbye. And because it's not what you're looking for.
Right.
And it's the dark forces. And the dark forces are scary. The light forces are never scary. They can be overwhelming, but they're never scary.
When that holy fire.
Oh my God, I'm not ready.
Yeah.
Overwhelming. And overwhelm is not frightening. Overwhelming.
Right.
Heavy. Does that make
right.
sense?
Right. Right. It just maybe you want to slow down a little bit.
Like,
yeah.
Okay. I appreciate that you're here. I get it. It's too fast.
Yeah.
Give me a minute, and they'll back down because when you open up and you have the gift and you decide, okay, I'm ready, they get excited, right?
Mm-hmm.
They get excited and they're like, ooh, she's ready. And then they'll come running in. You're like, whoa, wait. Just like a relationship, right?
So yes, it is.
And it could be overwhelming, and they'll pull back if you ask them to. Unless it's your purpose. I find that if it's your purpose, a lot of times you don't have control over it. They kind of pull you across the line.
They're very insistent. Path. Yes. Yes, I've walked that path. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah. So do you really feel like you're connected with seeing and hearing spirit all the time?
I do. And I've had to learn the hard way about that because you have to learn to control it. And a lot of the stuff that I've come to it on my own. I didn't really take on the robes of really training because I resisted it for a long time. I went kind of the practical way. I got into accounting, marketing, and finance, and degrees, and real jobs, you know, at real places, you know, that kind of thing. And I did really well and got real high up in a very powerful organization. And in the meantime, they're like rapping at my window saying, hey, you know, you're supposed to do this, right? And I'm like, no. So I would see things, I would hear things like, oh my God, I'm going crazy. And so what I have learned is it's important to learn how to control, no matter how gifted, especially if you're really gifted, because you can be disrupted in a meeting when somebody will walk through, you know, like Abraham Lincoln walks in the room, you're like, holy crap, it's Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I know.
And you're standing there trying to have a conversation, and you can think you're going crazy if you're under a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Or if somebody is passing away, in your life or around you, when the ancestors start coming around, that can be really hard. Like, why are these people here?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the things that happen when you are truly a mystic and you don't know how to control it and turn it off, because you really should be able to turn it on and off. They don't want to drive you insane.
Right.
I like to point to that point in the movie with Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost, when she was faking it, and then she was awakened and it was real. Mm-hmm. And then the spirits all around her got excited. Oh my God, I get to see my loved ones now.
Yeah.
And it really is like that. When Suzanne dies, I want to go to this practitioner because I want to connect with my father, because I want to get completion on whatever this is that I had going on, and I want to talk to him. He gets excited, right? So you go to see the practitioner, and up pops dad and everybody else that's ever wanted to talk to you your entire life because you've been closed. And so if you can imagine that multiplied by the hundreds and thousands and millions of people on the earth as you're walking around your life, it can be like a horror movie where you're just listening and the radio is on all the time.
Right.
You do have to learn how to turn the radio down or even have to turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can live your life and sleep and be present with your friends and go have a dinner or go to a party and not be tripping about all the stuff that's happening.
And you can help people do that, right?
Yes, and I can help people do that.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. That's really cool. So you were talking about ancestors and everything. How do you know when deceased loved ones are around you?
Because they're very clear that that's who they are. And there's one of three ways that they can make it clear. So you talk about the clairs, and that's a whole other conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So most mediums have a little bit of everything, but they have, you know, strengths in specific areas. So I'm clairvoyant. I also audience. I hear, and I smell sometimes. You know, when the ancestors come and it's not as clear, I had a client, sat down with her, and her grandmother came, and I couldn't quite figure out who it was, and I'm like, I smell cupcakes, and she starts to cry. I'm like, what's the matter? And her grandmother made the most wonderful cupcakes, and I'm like, and she had this feeling that whenever she went into this house that was her grandmother's house, that she smelled these cupcakes. I'm like, that's your grandmother trying to connect with you because you can't see or hear her, and she's with you. So the ancestors will make themselves known present. Whether it is through a feeling, a smell, they'll show themselves to me visually in mind or in person, and that could be kind of creepy when they're actually there.
Mm-hmm.
They're gentle with me. They know I watch horror movies, so they try not to do that too often. But I can see them, and they'll give me descriptions, and it all depends on the person. You know, like for you, Suzanne, you're very, you know, when you're connected to the gift, when you sit down with a practitioner, it's probably really clear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're connected too. But for most people, sometimes the person will come and they may come in a form that may be a little more familiar to me than maybe it's when they were younger, or maybe it's how they occur now, and it might take a moment for them to connect. So they might connect to a memory, like a party that they were at where dad danced with the daughter at a wedding or something like that. So it depends. But they are really clear, very present, because they want to help you move forward. So they may come to help you complete something. They may come for an apology. They may come for support. But when you go to speak with a practitioner, they will usually always know when the ancestors are around, because they are really clear and no nonsense. I am here to talk to Suzanne because I need her to do this. My name is so and so, or I am a grandparent on the father's side. They're usually very, very clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Awesome. So, listeners, if you're sensing someone around you, don't be scared. Just ask who it is.
Yeah, just ask who it is. And if you have, a lot of times they, when they're around you, they'll do things like they'll move things around. So I would ask yourself, if you're always losing your keys,
mm-hmm.
or if you're always misplacing things, or if things are always kind of tipping over on the side,
mm-hmm.
like who would that be in that moment that's trying to key into you? What's
yes.
What's going on with you is what I would ask. Don't trip so much on who it is at first.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking? So if you're thinking, I don't want to go to work today, or, oh, I'm nervous about this. And every time you're nervous about something, something falls over and your mother may be in spirit. It may be your mother trying to give you that motherly tap on the shoulder saying, you're going to be all right, baby. You're going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. I get flashing lights.
the flashing lights are really cool, right?
Yeah, they're like, okay.
And so I would ask you, when does that happen, when you get the flashing lights?
It's always in my bathroom when I'm getting ready in the morning, and I'm not quite sure what the flashing lights are trying to tell me. I just laugh at it because I know somebody's there. Okay, somebody's there.
Are they in the mirror?
No, they're not in the mirror.
They're in the mirror.
Just,
okay.
It's just like a couple flashes of the light. That's all.
That's really cool. Yeah. So flashing a light can usually be one of three things. It's usually the divine energy coming to you to support something that you're trying to do. It can be angelic presence. So it could be your guardian angels or just the angelic angel energy around you. So if you've got a lot going on, especially as a practitioner, and you're not taking really good time to clear yourself and ground yourself, they may be coming there to do that for you.
Okay.
Or it can be an ancestor saying, I'm here just so you know I'm here. So yeah. I would ask you is, who do you have in spirit that was like your biggest fan? That was there for you and that would be the most proud of you right now, that would want you to know they're with you, because that's probably who it is.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, I'm glad I shared that so everyone else knows if they're having flashing lights.
you're not having a stroke. That's right.
That's right.
That's what that is.
That's right. Well, gosh, you know so much, Angel. How long have you been in practice?
God. About 30 years.
Oh, wow.
Oh, possibly be in practice for 30 years. And so I will say there's much to be said for really good skincare products, okay? really great skincare products, because I started when I was really young. I told the story about how I got started in this when I was, when my brother passed away when I was a teenager. And so I started off just being fascinated by it. And I started reading tarot cards, and it just kind of blossomed into what I do today. So, you know, I'm kind of up there in years. At the end of the day, I like to tell people that, in spirit, we're all very old. So in body, we're actually really young. So
yes. And wise.
And wise. So, regardless of your age, you're very young, because your spirit is hundreds, if not thousands.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm not thousands of years old, buddy.
That's awesome. Well, Miss Angel Thacker, if people want to learn more or connect with you, how can they do that?
So they can connect with me at my website, and it's bellydancingmedium.com. It's also souljourneymedium.com. And when you connect with me, you'll get a little light window that comes up, and it'll say, text, it's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Text me at 510-342-9024. You're going to get a free angel card reading.
Oh, cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So listeners, definitely hop on bellydancingmedium.com and do that.
Yeah.
You won't be sorry.
That free angel card reading.
And
wake up, because you need to wake up. That's what
Right.
It's tough out there.
And life is easier when you wake up.
It is. It is easier because you're conscious.
Yeah.
And you can make the right decisions.
Right. And so things flow in your life easier.
Things flow in your life easier. And you're going to know whether to turn right or left. You're not going to be in fear and hesitance.
Yes.
Saying, should I turn right or should I turn left?
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to turn.
Yep.
You're just going to turn. What's that little song? And what's that? Finding Nemo, just keep swimming, keep swimming. You will just turn. It's that easy.
Uh-huh.
What should I do? Should I go straight? Should I turn right? Or should I turn left? When you're connected and you're grounded and you're on your mission, you know exactly what to do. And if you're unsure, you connect. And your guides who have been put here, they're contracted with you before you got here to be your guides, they will help you along. If you get stuck, they will help you, like, turn right. Okay, I'm turning right. And that's what happens when we're awake.
And that does help you, listeners. When you connect with your posse,
yes,
you're going to go in the right direction and life will be easier, and you'll be amazed at how easily things work out for you.
Yeah, and when you fall, and I want to say this because this is important, because if life was simple it would be so hard for us. It seems like as humans, we just seem to thrive in conflict, but it's not because we want conflict. It's that the purpose, this is the training ground. Mm-hmm. The purpose of life is to get better at stuff. And so the challenges make us stronger. So when you do fall, you learn your lesson, you acknowledge your lesson, and you move on. We find ourselves stuck in pain because we won't acknowledge the lesson and be in gratitude and ask forgiveness. And we just sit there kind of stubbornly wrestling through it and feeling horrible and feeling pitiful about ourselves, stuck in that process. Just like learn the lesson, dust it off, shake it off, acknowledge the lesson, and then move on. And it flows. That's how life is meant to flow.
Yes. And that's what the spiritual journey is all about.
Oh my God. Yes.
Is walk in the path. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really cool to be on your show, and I'm looking forward to engaging with your listeners if they're interested and sending me that little text, it's time to wake up, and they could experience my energy.
Yes.
Because, you know, I would love to connect with as many people as possible. And then if we could just wake up a small part of our community will expand its consciousness tenfold, and I would love to be a part of that.
Yes, definitely. So everybody get out there and visit bellydancingmedia.com. Do your text and get your free angel card reading. You will not regret it. You'll be doing the happy dance.
Doing the happy dance.
Yeah.
The happy dance.
Yeah.
We all need to be able to do a happy dance.
Right. Well, gosh, thank you, Angel. You are amazing. You are truly a transformational spiritual leader in our community. I thank you for being on the show today and sharing your gifts and wisdom with everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you and have a fantastic day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to Savvy Spiritual Growth with Suzanne Thibault. If you enjoyed this episode, tell a friend and share the amazing energy. Be sure to check out the other episodes to ignite your personal and spiritual growth. If you are ready to develop your intuition, talk to your pets and angels, and change your life, get Suzanne's free gift at suzannethibault.net. Also, visit us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Google+. Subscribe to the Savvy Spiritual Growth Podcast on iTunes.